Big business requires big decisions. At CommBank, we know what it takes to take some of that pressure away. When cash flow tightens, supply chains stall, or uncertainty clouds your next move, our business banking team are here to support businesses, build resilience, and stay ahead of the curve. All backed by the bank chosen by more Australians. CommBank, proud backer of Business Yakka. Connect with your local business banker today or search CommBank Business.
Yeah, it's my delight to talk now to our travel writer extraordinaire, Chris Parry, joining us. How are you, Chris?
Hey, I'm really well, Birjo. I've had a cracker of a week.
Oh.
What,
quick rundown. What did you do?
Oh, just really good work opportunities and probably something for the 6PR rumour file. I've scored myself a job that I'm not going to say what it is just yet. It's one of the most – it's not the most important job in government, but it's going to be one of the most exciting.
Oh, in government.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe reveal more.
So in other words, you're going to get paid a lot of money for doing absolutely nothing. Is that what it is?
Harsh. That's a bit harsh. I was asked the other day how many people work in WA government. I said about half of them.
Boom, boom.
Where's my boom tish?
Yeah.
Or slide whistle.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Right. No, just a really good week speaking with really good people about really good opportunities.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, excellent. You got your beanie on. You keep amazing me every week. You come in either the footy jumper or the jacket, but
I am a walking South Fremantle Football Club merch store.
Yes, you certainly are.
Yeah, I am a model.
Yeah. Well, won't go that far.
They got the beanie on because they won.
Again?
Yeah, down in Mandurah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough weather down there. I give you the tip.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, gee whiz. It certainly hasn't been.
In fact, I'm going to take the beanie off because it's heating my head up.
Yeah. You look a bit flushed.
A bit flushed.
By the way, yeah. We talked about man-made features a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
What else is going on? What about things that are not man-made, but
a bit more natural?
Yes, nature construction.
Yeah, nature constructed. And we had a caller last week who said that he wasn't too impressed with Wave Rock. And that sort of got me thinking about natural features in WA. And we have in WA for natural features, and this is going to use my favourite word in the world, we have a plethora. Of natural features.
A plethora.
And you can say that with any sort of impediment you like or as clear as you like.
Yeah,
and it still comes out the same. It's a plethora.
Yes. Very good.
Which just means a large or excessive amount of something. And that's a bit like me, really. I'm a plethora.
Did you just use the word large? I don't see where that fits
at all. And excessive.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
And excessive.
But WA has a plethora.
All right, so we mentioned Wave Rock.
Yep.
Yeah. How many other rocks are there that we could talk about?
Well, look, Wave Rock, 15 metres high, 110 metres long, just out of Hyden. You've got Mount Augustus, which is a phenomenal place to go to. That's about 1,000 k's north. And that is... Look, it's bigger. It's about 1.5 times bigger than Uluru, which is extraordinary when you think it's. And it's the world's largest monocline. Not monocle. There are bigger monocles, but as a monocline, which basically in geological terms means it's sort of like a single layer of rock, really thick and put together. So, you know, we're pretty lucky we've got that here. And that's an extraordinary opportunity to go and see Mount Augustus, and then you've got the Pinnacles.
Right.
You know, just an hour or so north of Perth.
Yep.
And again, you know, that's a sort of an amazing opportunity to look at those. They're limestone. They're about 25,000, 30,000 years old. And in Aboriginal culture, the Yuwid people believe that they are warriors' fingers and hands that are sticking up from the ground.
Okay.
So, look, and Wave Rock, Mount Augustus Pinnacles. And then, of course... If you couldn't leave out a rock, you couldn't leave out dog rock.
Yeah.
I can see you down there painting the collar on dog rock or tossing a shopping trolley on top of it.
Oh, right. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a shopping trolley on top of dog rock when I go down there. Yeah.
Who does that?
You in your car with your fancy stereo.
Oh, geez, I'm having trouble living this. Okay. Evening down, I don't mind saying. So, dog rock.
Yep.
Yes.
And I, I, I think as well, like rocks are great and they're ancient, but I think for me, for ancient life, I love the thrombolites and the stromatolites. So Lake Clifton, which is just out of Mandurah, has thrombolites. And scientists don't even know much about them because they don't speak much. They're hard to interview. Yeah. They're about 2,000 years old. It's the largest reef in the southern hemisphere. They're the sort of big, round, domey things. And the amazing thing with stromatolites and thrombolites is that they are called microbiolites, mm-hmm. and they are related to burgeolites.
Well, right. I thought you were going to say big round things, and I thought it was going to be a description of me on the beach or something or other. But, yeah, anyway.
No, they are non-layered and they're clotted, yep. all sorts of geological terms there. But you can go down and look at these. And the amazing thing about thrombolites and strombolites is that they produce oxygen, which effectively led to us. They were around before us, mm-hmm. and because they produce oxygen, it led to life on this little blue planet. And we came along.
Who does all this research into this sort of thing? I mean, you know, the thrombolites release oxygen into the yep. atmosphere, and that's why we're yep. here. Yeah? I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's
isn't
pretty
it?
Cool stuff, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good work by me.
I admire you. Obviously, you've done your research here
Thank
today.
You. Yeah. Not only am I a travel expert, I'm a geologist in the making.
I'd like to talk to you about see what you can make of this one.
All right, then.
The tingle trees.
Tingle trees?
Yeah.
They're fantastic, and they're one of the most ancient trees we've got in WA.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I love a good tingle tree. So they're at least 400 years old. You know, so when you think of, I can remember when people used to drive under them. You know, the Valley of the Giants down south, down around Walpole.
Yeah.
They stopped that to protect the trees, which is a good thing. But you can still sort of, you know, crawl underneath, walk underneath as people, but not as a car. So not in your car.
Right.
So they are a magnificent species of tree that we need to protect as much as possible.
Well, they must be huge if you could drive your car through them, but you used to be able to. But
yeah, the diameter of them. So you're looking at, you know, over sort of 7-8 metre diameter. Wow. And they were typically the ones that they would have sort of burnt through but were still live on the sides. But they can be 75 metres tall. So
right.
quite a remarkable tree.
And where exactly are they?
Down around Walpole.
Right, okay.
Yep. Yeah, that's where the Valley of the Giants can be found.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Tingle trees. There's something. Yeah, Google that, folks. You'll be amazed what you come up with. The canola fields. Did you mention the canola fields?
No, the canola fields, sort of particularly around the Avon Valley, they've really taken off in the world of social media tourism
mm-hmm.
and for influencers or, you know, looking to take photos of the acreage of canola flowers as they come into bloom in the farmers' fields.
Right.
Some farmers, and even I think it might even be within York, I'd be happy if someone would call and correct me, have actually planted canola crops just so people can come and take photos rather than walking around the farmers' fields. They're actually setting up fields of canolas just so people can take photos of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, just grow the canola as a tourism product.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's big yellow things.
Just yellow flower. And I think typically the best time of day to take photos of them is just around sort of dusk and sunset. You get those different contrasting sort of yellows rather than the bright blue sky and the bright yellow and you're standing there taking your pictures. You know, try sort of with the dying of the light and see what you get with the canola.
What time of year are we talking about that they come out?
We are talking, God, I wonder if it's about now. It's wildflowers. I think with canola it's more, actually, you know, it's August to September, so as we come out of winter,
mm-hmm.
And then wildflowers as well, you know, July and October as well.
Right.
All the little flowers come out up at Kings Park and out through the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic sight, isn't it, to see a big field of those canola flowers.
The canola, yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable. And the brightest yellow, it's fantastic.
Yeah, just I love seeing them, but I also love, you know, I remember as a kid seeing hills of everlastings, you know, just coming upon the pink hills of everlasting wildflowers. Mm. So that it's,
they tend to last a while, hills. Yes.
Hills do?
Yeah, is that what you mean?
Yeah, yep. The hills have lasted and the everlastings.
Everlastings.
Yes, Everlastings.
So another flower variety.
Yeah. Haven't you ever heard of an Everlasting?
You're turning into a florist this evening.
Yeah, everything, haven't I? From rocks to flowers.
So does that mean Everlasting?
I feel like I'm being tested.
Do they last forever? Is that why they're called Everlastings? They
Sorry,
last
Mr. forever? Burgess.
Stand in the corner.
I need to pass this test, Mr. Burgess.
So Everlastings, yep. I'm trying to get the right. Do they last forever or is it?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think. Although people dry them. Does that mean they're lasting forever?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Maybe with a little bit less colour. But, I mean, you've got so many wildflowers and Kings Park is great for them and particularly for the Everlastings along the where you drive. If you don't want to get out of the car and walk around Kings Park, you can always see the Everlastings from the road.
Well, there's a lot of fantastic shrubs from present and past in Kings Park, of course.
There are. Did you know there are 40,000 trees?
40,000 trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trees.
I was very distressed. It is a lot of trees. But I was very distressed to hear, just on the news, I think it was last night, that beetle that is infecting a lot of trees in King Park, there's no cure for it.
Yeah, and
they can't solve the problem.
No, they've decided just to manage it now. And Hyde Park, with its little island in the middle, just had the trees removed the other day.
My daughter was a bit upset.
She just happened to be driving past and saw them removing them. The interesting thing with that beetle is it doesn't actually do the damage. It's the fungus that it creates. The fungus then seeks water, so it takes the water from the tree, which starves the tree. And we just haven't worked out a way to knock out the fungus.
So where did these things come from? Do they know?
That one is from Southeast Asia.
Right.
And probably arrived, I think they're saying, about 7 or 8 years ago. It took a few years to take effect in the first trees that they identified it in.
All I wanted in retirement was to feel confident with my money. So I picked an income account with my industry super fund. Now I take enough for day-to-day things, splash out when I fancy, and the rest can grow over time.
Stick with your industry super fund in retirement. Visit compareyourretirement.com today.
Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance. Consider the fund's PDS and whether the product is right for you.
Big business requires big decisions. When costs climb, currencies swing or supply chains tighten, CommBank can help you make those decisions with confidence. Whether you need to build in buffers for what's next, navigate global complexity or smooth out cash flow, our business banking teams can tailor support for you. All backed by the bank chosen by more Australians. CommBank, proud backer of Business Yakka. Connect with your local business banker today or search CommBank Business.
That was about 4 years ago.
Right.
But, yeah, it's going to make a big impact across Perth and we're known for our beautiful trees. So,
Well, I drove past Kings Park the other day where they've cut a lot of them down. I mean, it's tragic to see, I mean, it's just awful.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Tiny little beetle the size of a sesame seed.
Yep. Ooh. Yeah, so whoever was responsible for that on our hit list, I reckon.
Well, the theory it's not a theory. It's what's been reported is that it's the wood packaging that's put around, farm machinery and cars and big equipment that wasn't treated properly at whatever stage it's meant to be treated.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's come in on the sole of someone's boot or anything like that.
No.
So it's just something that's been missed, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, it's just awful. Just tragic to see that. And it's going to be detrimental to people coming and enjoying this beautiful state that we've got here, and particularly up there around Kings Park. It's just devastating.
Take a long time to grow a big tree.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're planting, they're replanting, aren't they? That's the good news, but it certainly won't happen in my lifetime.
Who says?
Andy sits here and looks at me each Saturday and thinks, how's he lasted this long? Yeah. Yes. Anyway, how long have the pinnacles been there? We sort of brushed over those a bit. The pinnacles, they're remarkable.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burgess, but I did actually say in my test paper 25,000 to 30,000 years old.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I did cover that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So that's the They're an interesting one because it's quite a... Have you ever flown over and seen the Pinnacles from the air?
No.
And it's quite a concentrated area.
Mm.
I think the first time you go up there, you think it's going to go on forever like some great, you know, awesome desert.
Right.
But it's quite a small sort of area within some scrubland, a national park.
Yep.
And it makes you realise just how special they are, that they don't go on for miles and miles. So, yeah, it's something that we should all do. I think it's one of those little rites of passage as a Perth person.
Yeah. I've been there and I've walked among them, yeah,
yep.
But I've never seen them from the air. That's interesting. That's not a big – looks like a pretty big
it
area
does when you're there. Feels
when you're
bigger.
There, yeah. But it's not
– And they've also really taken off in the last few years in terms of astro-tourism.
Right.
Where people want to set up their telescopes and take pictures of the Milky Way, do the sort of slow motion sort of phasing footage and photos, and to have the Pinnacles in the foreground or at the bottom.
Right.
And there's an Australian, well, Western Australian guy who was an actor in Neighbours a few years ago, lives down Esperance, Dan Paris, and he's become a pretty famous photographer these days.
Uh-huh.
You see him around.
Yep.
And he does some beautiful astro-tourism work. You know, including the Pinnacles. So always worth looking at. And it's just another way to see the Pinnacles and to use a natural attraction.
Okay. Speaking of attractions, we've got some bills to pay and we'll do that and come back to talk to Chris Parry, travel writer extraordinaire with Burjo here on Perth's 6PR.
Until 9, this is Saturday Nights with Burjo on Perth 6PR.
And we're talking to Chris Parry, he's our travel expert, and somebody's called and wants to know more about the Valley of the Giants, Chris.
Sure.
Like where and what they got to do to get there. And...
I did say Walpole, so it is between Denmark and Walpole. It's part of that iconic sort of south coast, and there's so much else there to see as well. You've got the Nornalup Inlet, and you've got Peaceful Bay, and you've also got the Treetop Walk as part of the Valley of the Giants area as well. So
right.
I wouldn't be driving from Perth to do a day trip down there. You're going to need a long weekend at least to get down there. But if you shot down the Albany Highway and got to Albany and then turned right and found yourself down around Denmark Walpole, you're going to find it very easy with the local visitor centres.
Yes.
To go and walk under some of the most beautiful trees in the world.
Fantastic. Yeah, it certainly is a very nice part. We're spoiled here, though. We've got so many great places in Western Australia.
A plethora.
Yeah, a plethora. I knew I'd give you an opportunity to get that word
caves,
in again.
Gorgeous deserts, lakes, you name it. We've got it all.
Yeah, talking about walking trails and things, and once again, Cape to Cape, what a fantastic area that is.
Yeah. Well, that's
walk. What a great walk.
Absolutely. So Cape Naturalist through to Cape Lewin.
Yeah.
There's so many – it's a beautiful trail and there are so many different ways of doing it. You don't have to do the full length of it and camp overnight or anything like that. You can just do a little leg, a little part of it, a little bit. But you can also – you can do it on your own. You can do a fully guided tour. I grew up with my mum's best friend, Pat Negus, is a quite a famous WA artist, and she lives down in Margaret River, and she's done a book, little paintings of the flowers and all the different plants you'll see along that route.
Everlastings?
Everlastings are probably there as well. I'm not sure about the everlastings because it's a pretty sort of windy coast too. They might not last.
No,
on
I
the
thought
hills.
That she might paint those things.
She might.
Yes.
But you know, there are a lot of books and resources available to sort of get your knowledge up before you do the walk.
Okay.
That's very special. That's a great one. But I love the fact that there's different options of doing it as well. Similarly, the Bibbulmun Track, which. I don't think you're West Australian if you haven't heard of the Bibbulmun Track.
Okay. Which means...
Mr. Burgess.
I'm from somewhere else.
Okay. So
a lot of people have already suggested that, actually. I am from somewhere else, yes. No, well, I've never heard... quite honestly, hands on my heart, never heard of that.
Really?
No.
Wow. So the Bibbulmun Track is one of the longest, organised walking trails in the world.
Wow.
Certainly one of the biggest in Australia.
Yes.
And so it goes all the way from sort of Kalamunda down to Albany. And when I was about 15 years old, my outdoor ed class, we did about 50 k's of it over the course of a week.
That's a long. It's a long way from Kalamunda down.
That's a that takes you a few weeks worth of walking. Yeah. We did ours sort of around the sort of Pinjarra sort of area down down there, and we saw nothing, absolutely nothing.
Because we were, you saw nothing.
Oh, we were walking through the forest. There was nothing. We didn't even see it. I think even the dead kangaroos got out of the way, because we made so much noise. We had our saucepans on the back, clanging and clattering. Everything just got out of the way. Even the bull ants. We saw nothing for a week. Yeah, great outdoor Ed week that was. Yeah, walk the Bibbulmun track. So if you're going to do it properly. Do it quietly. Pack your gear well.
Right.
And see stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the wildlife there. here comes, I can hear Chris Perry coming.
Singing American Pie.
Yeah. The utensils are clanging. Yeah. Don't worry, he'll be stopping to eat shortly.
That's a bit excessive.
All right, well, that's interesting. I honestly I'd never heard of that before.
And I must say with Bibbulmun as well, so... when I became a father and my kids got a little bit older, I discovered that the Bibbulmun track is run, well, not it's sort of supported by a great network of volunteers, and they will run walking tours throughout the year, like walk with dads and walk with mums. So you get to take your kids on a walk, and you put up your tent. They'll help you if you don't know how to put up a tent and light a fire and all those sorts of things. So just an overnighter.
Yeah,
Out of Perth, I'm part of the Bibbulmun track. Great way to do it.
So as well as getting to look at these places, which are fantastic and everything, it's educational as well,
isn't it? And you learn a lot from the volunteers that are doing their best to keep the track open.
Yeah, terrific. What about underground? Do we have caves and things in Western Australia that people can go explore?
We do. We've got some great caves up at Yanchep, of course. There are some great ones as well. And down at Busselton as well, really well coordinated. And again, you can do guided tours with those through the local visitor centres in those areas. But just something else again that demonstrates what a plethora of features we have in this state.
So right.
I'm not big on caves. The only caves I like are the ones that have got the big open. Literally cavernous.
Yes, well,
I don't, none of that need cave crawling stuff.
You need quite an opening to get into a cave. I realise that.
Yes.
Interesting.
No cave crawling for me.
Yeah. Interesting. Yanchep, you say. There's caves up there.
Yeah.
I thought you can get there
by train now.
That was the golf course I was on, but
big bunker.
Maybe not. I disappeared for days.
I mean, the other part of caving, which sort of is in WA and also across into WA, is spelunking, which are the caves under the Nullarbor, which, one of the doctors that went up and saved those boys in Thailand was spelunking at the time when he got the message, can you come up and help us?
Yeah.
So that's extraordinary, extreme. Activity.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about where people can go for like a day out or something, or a couple of days. We're not talking about going...
Not paying for a visitor's pass to go spelunking on the Nullarbor.
No, I don't think so. So we've done the trees and what have you, and we've done the caves and what have you. I guess the beaches are left now, aren't
they? Beaches are left, yeah.
Which Western Australia is absolutely correctly...
Yeah.
Renowned for.
Absolutely renowned, isn't it? We are just completely blessed. Mm. And when you think of when we all do our overseas travels and we find ourselves on an Italian beach or an English beach or wherever we are, and you just think, God, we are so lucky with what we've got. And I think for me, my favourite beach in the world, if you get it on a day that isn't windy, down in Esperance, east of Cape Le Grand National Park, you've got Wharton as part of Duke of Orleans Bay. And the water sort of fizzes and the sand is so sharp. You sort of scratch your big toe into it, writing your initials with your big toe, and you nearly cut it because that graphite is just so pure and sharp and bright white. It's just beautiful.
Unbelievable description.
I'm feeling it. But we're running out of time rapidly, and I think Chris is going to have to come back another time and tell us all about the beaches of WA and the world.
That's a great
one.
Yeah.
There you go. But Chris, after 8 o'clock, it's World Music Day. I'm taking over here. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Burjo.
No, it's okay. No, I'll just sit here quietly.
And before we have to go to a break, I just wanted to ask you, what's your favourite song or a song that means something to you? And we'll get it in a rotation for after 8 o'clock.
Okay, so what happened straight off the top of the head then when you said that?
Yeah.
Was Bad Habits by Billy Fields. Yeah, and I used to sing that. I tell my kids I used to sing professionally on cruise ships.
Yeah.
That's a lie. It was on the wine boats on the Swan River, going up to Mulberry Farm and places like that.
Yes, but you did. It was
cabaret.
A public appearance. It was a performance for paying guests.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were paying.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. We'll get that on for you after 8 o'clock.
Funnily enough, neither today. Hey, Chris. All jokes aside, great to have you. That's fantastic. I always enjoy having a chat to you. Chris Parry with Virgo here on Perth 6PR.
Satisfied customers talk about inspiring vacations.
The inspiring vacations have never let us down, particularly in their tours. They were seamless. Nothing went wrong.
Call 1-300-88-6688 or visit inspiringvacations.com.
Hey, tradies, where do you go for the biggest range of steel supplies in WA? It's got to be Medalia Steel. With branches across the state, Medalia Steel has you covered with rheobar, roofing supplies, structural steel, pipe, flat bars, angle and more. Plus, if you need it cut to size and delivered to site, no worries. See your local Medalia Steel team today. Find your nearest Medalia Steel centre at medaliasteel.com.
Harvey Norman half-yearly clearance. Buy now with no deposit, 60 months interest-free on a participating Latitude credit card and get a bonus gift card up to $1,000. Huge savings in-store and online. Shop with no deposit, 60 months interest-free from Latitude Financial Services and get a bonus $100 gift card for every $1,000 you spend. Monthly credit card fee currently $10.95 applies. New customers must be approved. Minimum finance $1,000. Equal monthly payment plan, T's and C's, charges and exclusions. Don't miss Harvey Norman half-yearly clearance. On now.